Hello? Hey there. Tap, tap, tap. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show. Hello, and welcome to Direct Impact's Mindful Meditations, where we offer a moment of reflection and pause as we increase self-attunement and tend to our internal landscapes. Now, take a deep breath. And see what you notice today. Hello, and welcome to a mindful meditation on the Direct Impact podcast. My name is Andrea Epting, and I will be leading you through this mindful meditation. I'd like to invite you to get comfortable in your body, to come into your awareness, to come into your body. Let's start with acknowledging our body. Do a quick body scan from the tips of your toes, through your ankles, through your shins and calves, your knees, all the way up through your thighs, your hips, where all of that emotion is so commonly stored, your buttocks, your back muscles, your ribs, all through your chest, and up through your collarbone and down through your arms. Do a body scan and just notice any special spots. Notice any special spots that are calling out for your attention. Okay, is it in your hips? Is it in tension maybe carried in your neck or your shoulders? Is it a special spot in your knee? Is it a special spot that's held any trauma or wounding or fear or shame? Let's just notice what our body is telling us, for there is so much intelligence stored within your body. Such a deep, deep, deep story of you housed in your body. We want to take a moment to honor that and to give attention to what it's trying to tell us. Now let's move into our gut, into our heart, and see what emotions might be surfacing for us. Another important form of emotion and intelligence. It's deep in your gut. It moves through your chest. What are those feelings? What have you been carrying? What's been your predominant emotion this week? This week. When you rest, what emotion comes up? When you pause, what do you notice? Is it anger? Is it sadness? Is it grief? Is it longing? Is it desire? Is it excitement? Is it playful? Is there a particular part of you that's raising their hand, maybe wants to get a little bit of attention from you? You know? What part of you? Is it your 2-year-old part? Your elementary school part? Middle school? High school? Yeah, young adulthood? If there's a part of you that needs your attention or your awareness, name it right now. Name that part. Give them a smile. Blow them a kiss. Become aware of your body, of your emotions, of your parts. Okay? Notice that you don't need to make up anything about it. You don't need to think about this. Just notice it. Just hold space for it. Okay, so now that you've done your body scan and noticed your emotions and your parts, I'd like for you to come into that internal landscape, come inward into your body, making sure that you're in a relaxed state. Soften your gaze. Now let's take some deep breaths, breathing in to our body, breathing into ourself, noticing that breath is the source of life. Noticing that breath is a power greater than yourself, that every breath returns you to yourself, returns you to your body, returns you to who you are. Let life come in, and then release any toxic emotion or energy that's been stored inside of you. Let's take some deep breaths through your nose and release through your nose. Let's do some box breathing. So let's do 4 deep breaths in, 4 seconds in through your nose. Hold for 4 seconds at the top of the breath. Release for 4 seconds through your nose. Hold at the bottom of your breath, at the end of your exhale, before taking in another breath for 4 seconds. Let's do 4 total box breaths, continuing to let the life in, to notice what it offers your body, to realize that every breath is an act of self-care, that you can offer yourself healing through your breath, that you can regulate your nervous system with your breath. This last breath, try to exhale as long as possible and then breathe normally. Now that we are grounded and rooted in ourselves and able to come into our bodies, the name of our meditation for today is The Space Between Us, Healing with Compassion. We're going to use some guided imagery today. I would like for you to imagine a person who has wounded you, who has betrayed you, who has injured you, who has traumatized you, who has disappointed you, a person that has been dysregulating your nervous system, whether they're still in your life or not. You know when they're still with you. Anybody you need to identify that you are ready to release and take back your independence and take back your nervous system and take back your regulation, there is space that we want to create. There is space between us. Okay? There is a desire to heal with compassion, with grace, with understanding, but also with boundaries and insight and intuition and awareness. Right? We can have both of those things. So as you bring this person into your space, notice your nervous system response? Do you feel a little more elevated? Do you feel a state of dis-ease? Is there any emotion or part of your body that you're noticing stored emotion that's kind of lighting up right now? Because we want to attune to that. We want to notice it without judgment, attune to it. Place your hand on that spot where that emotion is carried and breathe into it. Okay? As you breathe, create a healthy space between you and this person, recognizing where you begin and you end. Okay? Recognizing that you are safe. Recognizing that you are in charge of your feelings, that you are in control of your boundaries, your communications, and your responses. Notice that the space between you feels safe. Notice that you feel safe. Notice that as you create this safe space between you, you can heal with compassion, with insight, with a newfound knowing, with a new respect for yourself, for your healing, for your journey, for where you've been, for where you're going, for what you can take away, all of the data, all of the information that you can take away from that relationship. The space between serves as a filter for this information so that you can use it as you move in to healing. This healing brings forth compassion. It brings forth a desire to release fear, discontent, dis-ease, and overwhelm. Release it. Let it go. Feel that desire to heal with compassion, no longer carrying any negative energy or emotion or dis-ease for anybody ever. You are a whole person. You are in charge of what you let into your life, and you are responsible for what you release into the world. Feel that space, feel that safety, feel that filter, feel those boundaries, feel the empowerment that it offers you. Also recognize that the space between, it's space that creates love and understanding. It's space that allows for that data to be filtered and for you to stand grounded in who you are. Okay. Notice that the space between has a color. If the space between is a filter that filters toxicity and negative emotion and fear and pain, but it starts to digest and interpret this and bring it to an adaptive space, notice that it has a color that is vibrant and light. You notice that it serves you well. Okay, so use this as a filter. Let the space between be positive and be healing. Allow yourself to move forward with self-respect and love. All right. What's important is that you are able to take away a sense of interdependence, interdependence, where your nervous system can operate independent of another. That you can choose relationship, that you can notice the beauty that flows from relationship when it is healthy, and that you are able to set boundaries with toxicity, and that you are willing to give back any shame that you've been carrying for anyone else. It doesn't belong to you. So go ahead and take two deep breaths, releasing any carried emotion that still is harbored within you. As you exhale, you can release that person. You can release the space between, and you can feel yourself being engulfed in a warm light of compassion. A warm light of healing. A warm light of protection and security and self-trust. Now hug yourself. Wrap your arms around your body. Squeeze tight. And give yourself love and grace and compassion for all that you have been through and your willingness to move forward, releasing and carrying forward all of your knowledge, all of your intelligence, and all of the compassion that you deserve and that others deserve. All right. Two more deep, deep, deep breaths. Releasing your grip, coming back into your awareness. Go ahead and rub your hands together in a circular motion. Feel that friction and feel that warmth. Keep rubbing fast, fast, fast. Feel that friction. And then place your hands, one on your chest and one on your stomach. Feel that warmth and that connection. All right, open your eyes. Now shake out your hands. Roll your neck around. Shake out your feet. Take a few more deep breaths in and blow. Three fast breaths through your nose and a very strong exhale through your nose. Waking back up. All right, guys, thanks so much for being with us today. And you can come back to this episode anytime you need. You can come back and bring anybody into that space you need to bring in so that you can release them. So that you can release them and let go of any harbored, you know, suffering or pain or anything that's going to upset your nervous system as you become an independent, functional adult. This is the work that you can keep coming back to. It's really important. It's really important work. And if you feel like there's somebody that you would like to share this with, if you benefited from it, they will too. So please go ahead and pause and take a moment before you get back on your feet or get back to your life or hop back in the car or go to work. Please go ahead and share this with somebody who might benefit from it. All right. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.